Navajo leaders are still considering whether to retrofit the Navajo Generating Station and build a solar farm. Repurposing the plant would boost the tribe's economy, according to the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. Carl Cates is a spokesman for the Ohio-based research group.
You see it happening back east. You see it happening in a huge complex in Massachusetts where offshore wind industry is beginning to boom. There's an appeal in these sites because they are affordable sites and they often come with infrastructure that can build up local economies.
Salt River Project, the utility that operates the Navajo Generating Station, signed an agreement with the tribe that gives it access to 500 megawatts of transmission capacity. And the utility just agreed to take more, quote, aggressive measures to reduce carbon emissions. I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.